You're listening to the Bitcoin.com news podcast. Today's guest is Ayman Rida, the CEO of Cash to Bitcoin. Welcome to the show, Ayman.
Thank you, Abby.
Ayman, would you please start by introducing yourself to our audience?
Well, I want to take this opportunity to thank you, thank Bitcoin.com for bringing me on. My name is Ayman Rida. I am the CEO of Cash to Bitcoin. We are out of the United States. We operate in 22 states currently and growing. We place Bitcoin ATM machines in various businesses in those states.
Got it. So can we start by thinking, what are the benefits for merchants? Why should they set up a Bitcoin ATM in their location?
Well, there's a lot of various reasons. The first thing is bringing Bitcoin to the underbanked world at those convenience stores. Same thing as the ATM industry has brought banking to the underbanked. The second is bringing foot traffic to the locations and more revenue for the store owners. If you think about the square footage that a Bitcoin ATM takes, the 2x2, which is approximately like 4 square feet, the revenue that's generated from that is much greater than the chip rack that they have or any other racks that they have. So it's more revenue and more foot traffic for them.
Got it. And can you tell us what type of locations usually deploy a Bitcoin ATM?
Well, mostly today is gas stations, convenience stores, but we have been placing in smoke shops, laundromats. So the Bitcoin location, it's not like in a traditional ATM machine where people are expecting a ATM machine if they walk into a gas station. A Bitcoin ATM machine could be found in coffee shops. You know, the first Bitcoin ATM machine was in a coffee shop in Vancouver, Canada. So the most of our portfolio consists of gas stations today and C-stores, but it could be, you know, placed in any various location.
So you would encourage any type of establishment to set up a Bitcoin ATM?
Bitcoin, yes. Yeah, we do. Because what we do is when we place a Bitcoin ATM machine, the merchant gets online advertisements on our cashtobitcoin.com website on various online methods, along with Google. So, you know, anybody that searches for a Bitcoin ATM machine, they'll be directed to, you know, to the place of business where we are actually placing it.
That sounds like a great offer for them. Another interesting issue I wanted to ask you about is compliance. How does Cash to Bitcoin handle compliance?
We you know, like every other business or, you know, like money services business, we are regulated by FinCEN. We are registered through FinCEN. We have our own compliance team here in-house. So we don't outsource any of our compliance departments. We take compliance, you know, seriously to, you know, for the benefit of the consumer and, you know, to be in line with the law. We do have our own compliance package that consists of our, you know, different tiers, what we do for different kind of customers to make sure that customers are not being scammed, no money laundering, no any illegal activities or illicit activities.
Okay, that sounds great. That sounds like you're an expert on the subject. So would you mind if I ask you, where do you see compliance in the U.S. Headed right now?
You know, for the last year, there has been, on a state level, there has been a lot of changes. Like, for example, the state of Ohio a year ago, you know, all you had to do was, you know, get a letter of opinion from the state of Ohio. It does not require, for example, a state license or a money transmitter license, same thing as Florida. But today is now they're requiring, you know, it's a little bit more regulated today. They require audited financial statements. They require, you know, personal history. You know, it's a whole application process for the state. They actually require, some states actually require bonding for the for a certain amount. So it's being actually more regulated today than what it was a year ago or 6 months ago even. So I do see that regulation is happening more on a state by state, but every state is actually different.
Okay. And how do you as a company feel about that? About, you know, more regulations coming?
Actually, as a company, we highly recommend the industry to be a little bit more regulated, because there are a lot of differences in regulation. The issue that I see with compliance, every company sees it at a different level. My company might do compliance a little bit different than another, say Bitcoin ATM operator, or another Bitcoin operator does it more different than other kind of money services business. But there is the playing field is not leveled. Everybody does it a little bit different. So I do highly recommend, and we are for the regulations. The reason is with, doing a Bitcoin, having a Bitcoin ATM company and deploying, you're dealing with people's money, and people are trading cash for Bitcoin. The thing is, you don't know what really people are doing with the Bitcoin. So regulation is highly recommended. You have some new business owners, like Bitcoin ATM operators with few sites, that really don't have their compliance package tight, or their level of compliance education is not up there. So, you get some, you would get some loose ends on that. So having it regulated, it'll benefit the industry as a whole for everybody.
Interesting. So Ayman, can you tell us about how the differences between the different states, if it's, hurting, the Bitcoin ATM industry, the fact that you have to navigate between different regulations in each state?
Actually, I don't think that it hurts the Bitcoin industry. As the Bitcoin industry has, a bad taste in people's mind, because when you say the word Bitcoin, people think of illicit activities and a lot of illegal activity. Therefore, I really don't think that Bitcoin is it's being used for illicit activities or illegal activities, or being people being defrauded out of their money. There is other factors or other methods of assets that people are being defrauded under that are actually not regulated. Mm-hmm. There is, for example, there's real estate fraud. Gift cards is a big thing. And gift card business here in the United States, it's not regulated. People, consumers could go out to a convenience store, buy, multiple cards, and they actually don't have to have any licensing to sell the gift cards. As a Bitcoin industry, the more regulation we have, I think the better it is for the consumer, and the better it is as an industry.
I understand. So, like you mentioned, fraud happens in all type of assets. So why do you think Bitcoin has such a bad reputation in the US?
The first thing is that, the Silk Road. Back, about 10, 12 years ago, there was a Silk Road. Everybody knows the story about what happened over there. So I think Bitcoin started off on the wrong foot. People thought it was being used for illicit activities. People could buy anything they want online or transfer money. You don't know who the money being sent to. But with regulation, it'll actually help cleaning up that kind of that image. What I mean by that is, we are regulated to know whoever's buying, purchasing Bitcoin from our company. So we have the Bitcoin address where we send the money to. It's tied to a name and address. Saying that, so now we know where the Bitcoin is actually sent to. Rather than a gift, you go into a convenience store, buy a multiple $500 gift cards, you don't know where that money is going to, where that gift card is being sent to. Or, you go to the United States Postal Service, to the post office here, and buy, money orders up to $3,000 and walk away. The difference between us and those kind of industries or those kind of businesses is like any customer that buys $1 all the way to whatever amount that they want to purchase, we need to know our customer. So we go back to the regulation, regulation will help us. It'll help, fight illegal activities. It will also clean up the industry as a whole.
Mm-hmm. So speaking about the industry as a whole, what problems do you see with the Bitcoin ATM industry right now? And where do you see it going?
It's not slowing down. It's going really fast. You know, comparing it to the regular ATM industry as a whole, the ATM industry, it's like a year for, 1 year is equals to one human years. I always say in the Bitcoin ATM industry, 1 year is equal to cat years. 1 year is equivalent to 7 years. It moves so fast. About a year, but 2 years ago, there was about 3,000, 5,000 machines. Today, there's over 35,000 machines. So it's multiplying like 3x, 4x yearly. The 2 years ago, you used to ask, for merchants, our sales department used to ask if we want to place a Bitcoin ATM. The merchant was not educated about a Bitcoin ATM machine. Today, merchants are actually calling and asking for it. It gotten more popular, other than Bitcoin as a cryptocurrency. But the idea of having a Bitcoin ATM machine in at merchant locations, it gotten more popular.
What problems do you see with the industry right now, and where do you see it going?
The first problem that I see is regulation. There's more regulation that's coming on board. I said before, I highly recommend it. It's needed as an industry. And I see it going where merchants and consumers are accepting it as an asset, as a form method of payment. There will be more demand from merchant locations and more demand from consumers and more demand also from the underbanked world. There will be more placements coming on board, and there will actually be, I think there will be more companies coming on board that are going to be placing these kind of machines.
And can you tell us from the merchant's point of view, like what's the process that they need to do in order to have a Bitcoin ATM at their premises?
That is very simple. They could go on our website, cashofbitcoin.com, fill out a form, and one of our sales team over here will contact them. But after that, they need to make sure that they have, the floor space for it. The machine takes about a 2x2, an electrical outlet, will provide the internet for them for the location. And that's all they have to do. They got to just make sure that they got the floor space and they'll start earning revenue from it.
So you take care of all the compliance and everything that's necessary, right?
We do take care of all the compliance. We take care of the cash management. We take care of the Bitcoin ATM machine. We service the Bitcoin ATM machine. We do everything that's required from them. All that's asked from the merchant is to provide us with a 2x2 floor space and a power outlet. And, they start earning revenue and seeing new customers, new faces to their stores.
Great. Sounds pretty simple. So you mentioned that there's a lot of demand right now. Can you tell us a little bit, what you can share about the growth of cash to Bitcoin and where do you see the company going?
A year ago, we're operating about 4 or 5 states. Today, 12 months later in 2021, we have grown to approximately 22 states and we are growing. We grew our portfolio four times. We do see adding more states. Hopefully by the end, in 2022, we see entering in another 10 states. Once we get the proper licensing for those states, we are actually applying for the state of New York BIT license. And other state licensing. So we will actually be expanding more sites, more locations, and we're planning on bringing on more partners into our program.
Got it. Can you tell us something about the partners you're planning to bring?
Mm-hmm. Sure. For people who are interested in joining the Bitcoin ATM industry or the Bitcoin ATM, placing Bitcoin ATM machines, we do have a partner program where they can place their own Bitcoin ATM machines, and we could partner up with them on the placements. We will educate them on the placements of the machine and assist them in that program.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned applying for the New York. The BIT license, as it's known. Can you tell us about that process? Like, what does that entail? What do they want from you? And how does that work?
That license is, it's an operation by itself. It requires, a lot of, policies and procedures from employment, from your employees, all the way to your cybersecurity, other than your KYC, AML, fraud policies. There's a lot of policies that goes into place. The application is a long process. you know, and the whole state of New York, there's, you know, a little bit over, I think, 25 bit licenses that were issued. And remember, that's for the state, the whole state of New York. That includes exchanges and Bitcoin ATM operators. There's not a lot of Bitcoin ATM operators in the state of New York, but you know, they're one of the heaviest when it comes to regulation and deploying Bitcoin ATM machines or dealing anything with cryptocurrency. The state of New York itself is one of the heaviest and most regulated in the industry and as a whole nationwide. Compared to other states, they're number one when it comes to regulation.
Yeah, globally too, they're known for being you know, very heavy-handed, let's say it like that.
You know, I think you know, they could set the standards. I see what I've seen in the last year for applying for other state licensing. Some states actually use the BIT license as a sample, but not as much requirements as the state of New York.
So they set the high bar, and everybody you know, try to follow that.
Exactly.
Got you. So it sounds like, you know, we got a good picture about compliance and regulation in the US. What can you tell us about the banking situation right now for crypto companies?
Sure. You know, the as a banking, you know, for the banks, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, there were, you know, many banks offering the banking for the crypto industry. It has opened up in the last year. And that's why you see more companies offering the, you know, Bitcoin ATM machines. But, you know, the banks actually have fear of crypto because it's the unknown to them. And when it comes to dealing with cash, not a lot of banks actually like the idea of accepting in cash, but not knowing where it's coming from. That is, you know, that's why a proper bank will, you know, if they have a good compliance team, a good compliance department, they know their risk assessment, they know what they're doing. That's why they do, you know, banking with cryptos companies. And what, you know, the it did open up. There's more than, you know, a few banks that are actually accepting Bitcoin ATM operators. But what the bank it does, you know, we're regulated also by the bank itself. You know, we do quarterly compliance with the bank for them. They have a few questions because at the end of the day, if they don't do their, you know, that kind of a job and knowing who we are, what we do, where we're sending Bitcoin to, their examiners, when they come in for their annual exam as a bank, they have to show to their examiners that they know what they're doing, that they're doing a compliance on a Bitcoin ATM operator. That's why, you know, I said earlier, not all Bitcoin ATM operators will succeed because the amount of work that's involved in maintaining your bank account is, I can't say it's equivalent to the compliance, but it does take some, you know, a great amount of work, and you do need a great amount of tools to show where the, you know, the Bitcoin is actually being sent to and who your customers are. There's some random questions that comes from the bank, you know, for other than, you know, the state regulations, are you regulated by the state? Show us your license for the state. Which Bitcoin address do you use? Did you send this Bitcoin to? If they find out or by an accident that the Bitcoin was sent to a high risk wallet address, you know, you'll get questioned for that. And these are the kind of banks that we actually need to keep this industry, you know, clean, to keep it clean and keep it going, moving forward.
Interesting. And how many banks of that, you know, have that expertise in the US, in your opinion, in your judgment? Like, how many banks do you know that can actually do that?
There are about four banks in the United States that I know of that do banking for crypto. There are companies, Bitcoin ATM machine operators, that, you know, will go to a local bank and they'll say, I'm a software company, or I'm this kind of company. You know, 3 months later, they'll get shut down when they start seeing all the cash that's coming in. But I do respect these four banks that are doing a crypto banking. You know, they do have a great deal of a program that, you know, to keep their program going. There were some banks before that they were doing crypto banking, but then they got shut down by the, you know, by the examiners or by their board members for the reason of, you know, they didn't have the proper program in place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it sounds like it's still an issue to find a bank in the US that can service crypto companies.
Yes. Well, it's an issue for as a money services business, to find a bank in the United States, it's somewhat of an issue. Not all banks love dealing with cash, but specifically when you want to put the word cryptocurrency or Bitcoin in that with money services business, that equation doesn't blend in a lot well with a lot of bankers.
Yeah, it raises a lot of eyebrows, I guess.
Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm.
Got you. And what are your plans for your company for Cash to Bitcoin in 2022, right? We're almost at the end of the year.
We do plan on, like we said earlier, on expanding our operations in more states. We're actually going to open up a over-the-counter desk where, you know, for other institutions or other companies that would like to purchase Bitcoin from us, we're opening an over-the-counter desk in 2022.
Interesting. So that's for financial companies, or what type of companies
It could be for large volume. It could be for use for other Bitcoin ATM operators who do not have an exchange. It could be used for other institutions that would like to purchase Bitcoin. It's not necessarily. It could be used for consumer to consumer or business to business. Sorry, it was business to consumer and business to business.
Got it. Okay, what other topics do you think that our audience would like to or needs to hear about?
You know, I know we covered a lot about regulation, but my personal goal, you know, I would like to, you know, clear up the image of Bitcoin. Bitcoin, people think Bitcoin is used for money laundering, a lot of illicit activities, all that stuff. You know, there's a lot of fraud that happens out there that people do not talk about. Mm-hmm. That is actually, as a whole, is much greater and used. That's much greater than Bitcoin. But the reason Bitcoin today, it's on, you know, it's in the media or it's on, people talk about it, is because it's a new hot thing. You know, mm-hmm. What is Bitcoin? You know, anytime, you know, you want to grab anybody's attention, you're sitting between among friends or, you know, at events, just say the word Bitcoin, start talking about cryptocurrency. You have the talk of the town in there. It's a new hot thing, but it's the next new thing. Bitcoin is going to do what I personally think Bitcoin will be the next new thing for digital money. Same thing what the internet did for the information, for the media. Back in the early 90s, people said, you know, email or newspapers are going to get it delivered, you know, in a digital method. They were saying, oh, what is this? Where are we heading with this? Look at what happened 30 years later, 20 years later. Everything is on your iPhone. Everything is digital. I actually think that money is actually moving digitally. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, and I think it's not going anywhere, because if people think about it, your US dollar has a serial number on there. If, you know, person A pays to person B that $20, you know, nobody knows to whom, you know, that $20 bill was passed through. It only has a serial number on there. But with the blockchain technology, you know, when you transfer money from person A to person B, you have that wallet address, you know, the exact amount what was sent, the date, the amount. And, you know, sometimes, you know, who the individuals are that were trading, you know, doing the trading. So it'll governments are for it, but it'll take some time before it actually succeeds.
Mm-hmm. How long do you think that will take, in your opinion? Like, how do you see governments, especially the US government or local state governments, how are they, you know, how long until they'll see it as, you know, as proper digital money?
You know, it won't happen in the next, two years, 3 years, probably happen in the next 5-10 years, because it's a process. Consumers got to get used to it. People say about the, cash, is going to be going or is going to be, dissolved, because from the ATM industry, it's the talk of the town on that part. You know, cash will not be gone. There will still be use for cash, but the new ways, I mean, look at what happened. You got Venmo, you got Cash App, you have other, people, paying friends, people go out, I owe my friend, say $50, you could send, through other payment methods. Bitcoin or other cryptocurrency will be, the next form of payment, along with other tech, like Ethereum. It's the, the smart contracts, the blockchain on the Bitcoin. There's going to be other technologies going to be built on those kind of technologies moving forward, which will change the world that we live in.
Very interesting. Okay, so last question will be, where should our audience go if they want to, learn more about the cash to Bitcoin? And, if they're a merchant, how can they establish an ATM for themselves?
They could go on our website, cashtobitcoin.com. That's C-A-S-H, the number 2, Bitcoin, BITCOIN.com, and fill out a form. And one of our sales team will be more than happy to contact them, get a hold of them, and, hopefully, sign up and get a Bitcoin machine.
Great. So thank you very much, Ayman, for taking the time and, sharing your experience with us.
I appreciate your time. Thank you, Avi.